AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There's some contradiction between President Trump and an ally on North Korea. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
I am very happy with the way it's going, and intelligent people agree with me.
You're not bothered at all by the small missiles?
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
At a joint news conference in Tokyo, President Trump broke with his host with his assessment of North Korea's recent short-range missile tests. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the tests a violation of UN Security Council resolutions and said they were of great regret. While acknowledging his own advisors share Abe's view, President Trump downplayed the tests.
I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention.
Praising North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a smart man, Trump predicted,
"Someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush."
I'm Ben Thomas.
With President Trump out of the country, Vice President Mike Pence was at Arlington National Cemetery. He laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Pence says every day is Memorial Day.
We can never repay the debt of gratitude we owe to the men and women who have given all to preserve our freedom. But we can honor them, remember them, cherish their families, and this we will do, not just this day, but every day.
Before leaving for Japan, President Trump and Melania Trump visited Arlington last week and placed flags at several grave sites. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt saw damage today from tornadoes in his state. Two people died near Oklahoma City. The governor says he got a phone call from President Trump.
He just saw the Emperor of Japan, then he got back to the hotel maybe 1 in the morning when he saw the damage here in Oklahoma. So his heart's with us. He said, whatever you need in Oklahoma, we're here. Tell the Oklahomans that the federal government's here to help them.
Flooding is also a problem in Oklahoma and in Arkansas from the swollen Arkansas River. This is AP Radio News. A proposed deal could make a European car maker even bigger.
Fiat Chrysler is proposing to merge with France's Renault to create the world's third largest automaker and combine their investments in the race to make new electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would reshape the global industry. It would make some 8.7 million vehicles a year, leapfrogging General Motors and training only Volkswagen and Toyota. Shares of both companies jumped over 10% on the news of the offer, which would see each other's shareholders split ownership in the new manufacturer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rafael Nadal has moved on to the second round at the French Open.
First round is more about talking about what I have to do better, what I did very well today. It's just about general feeling, and general feeling have been positive.
Nadal beat Yannick Hoffman of Germany. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic also won in the first round in Paris. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.